Company.
Drops it for Pavelski, and now Burns had it tipped away. William Karlsson looking for his second shorthanded goal. It is Benny Knight, and shot, score! What a goal! Through his own legs! William Karlsson, shorthanded, gives Vegas the lead!
BGK goal courtesy of... I don't think that was Dan Duda. I would argue that was Goucher.
Dave C. Goucher?
What do you think? Do you want to play it again?
Do you want me to?
Sure.
I'm asking Adam. Do you want to hear it again?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think that was Duva. Just guessing. It's taking a long time to play it back, though.
Oh, no. I get it. Sorry.
Plus, I like back this music. Cofield and Company.
Drops it for Pavelski, and now Burns had it tipped away. William Karlsson looking for his second shorthanded goal. It is Benny Knight, and shot, score! What a goal! Through his own legs! William Karlsson, shorthanded, gives Vegas the lead!
I'm just going to let the music run.
Destruction?
And admit that I was...
Destruction, defeat? You said it when we're coming back. Sorry, ma'am. Sorry.
Dag nabbit.
This is what we do on the show.
Well,
mock and mock hard.
Should we play it one more time?
No. It's not a big deal. I was like, I think that's Dave. Not Dan.
I don't know if we can be fully sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
So am I.
I'm sure.
Sorry, Dave.
It's okay. We corrected it. So the fan fest yesterday, not really a fan fest, celebration, we were out there right next to the stage, started up as we went off a little bit early. It was pretty freaking loud down there. Massive crowd, bunch of players hanging out. That was cool. That was a nice event. Nice way to close out the season.
Yeah.
And now we can start looking at what the team's going to look like. Did you read, boy, you know what? You know that I was not a gigantic hockey guy. So I didn't read all these writers. And I worked, sort of, under the same umbrella as Puck Daddy at Yahoo.
True.
Wyshynski is really good. Yeah. Like, it's creative, but it's also thorough as hell. He wrote a piece today on the return of Ilya Kovalchuk. It was damn informative.
Well, I think he also is writing to a hockey audience that's more general than... a lot of real hardcore hockey audience, and I think he knows he has to fill in people on a right. lot of the details.
So, do you know about Kovalchuk?
Not
so he was a guy who got a $100 million deal from the Devils,
right?
Which, if as Puck Daddy pointed out, only the Devils would have a deal that split up to $6,666,666,666, you know, $1 million,
right?
Right. Kovalchuk doesn't even make it through freaking not even close to half the deal. Right? Basically says, the hell with it. In 2013, I'm leaving. This is a guy who played 11 years in the NHL, had 417 goals, 399 assists, and 816 games. Walks 3 years into the contract and goes and plays in the KHL in Russia.
Yeah.
Now he wants back. He's 35.
Yeah. I think he's a little old.
Well, I think there's going to be a market for him.
There certainly will be a
according
market.
According to... Puck and others, they think a 3-year deal, maybe 6 a year. He just has to find the right team. But it was pretty interesting reading about who could be the right team. VGK was not listed.
Yeah, I don't think that's not a good fit. That's not the kind of player that would fit with this team in my mind.
Why not?
It's more first of all, it is, for the most part, a younger team. And I think that they're more about the sum of their parts than they are, you know, certain, you know, they're kind of trying to work in somebody who may have an ego, may have, you know, different thoughts about where he is in his career and what he's doing, that sort of thing. I mean,
there's some interesting points in this that there were times in the Russian league that he didn't look very motivated.
Yeah.
Because the team he was on was so freaking dominant that they were kicking the crap out of people. But they also said that there were times when he was just smothered and actually had to play well-rounded hockey because he wasn't just going to be a goal scorer. So the teams listed as candidates are the Kings, the Sharks. I mean, these are two of your beats.
Yeah.
The Kings, the Sharks, the Bruins, the Rangers. Considering the Rangers, the front runners, there are people who think he wants to play in the Northeast again, although he's already visited, I think, the Kings and the Sharks. Red Wings. Who's going to the Red Wings now? Really?
Well, it's still a marquee team.
St. Louis, Dallas, Ducks. No Islanders, although there were some ties to the Islanders because Lou Lamoriello was back there, and obviously Lamoriello was the one who put together the Big Devils deal.
Yeah, if I was, you know, if I'm VGK, it's not a guy I'm interested in, but it's certainly a guy I'm monitoring and hoping he doesn't go to the Sharks. Like, I think he could be a important piece on the Sharks.
What about, as I just read this, what about, I read it earlier, but Kopitar and Kovalchuk on the same line?
Look out. Look out. It's trouble. Well, you know.
Kovalchuk playing with Kopitar is stuff of Kopitar's dreams. A power play with Drew Doughty at the back. Kopitar at the half wall and Kovalchuk in the circle. Yes, please.
Okay.
What?
So much.
Yeah, it's funny. The Kings need to get younger.
Yeah.
But just reading some of the contract information, they've got 20 players inked for next year, and they're actually over the cap.
That's not a good setting.
No.
Probably doesn't work out too well contract-wise if you want to add him.
And it's the same thing with the Sharks. They have a lot of money committed to Evander Kane. Now it's $7 million. And your boy, Brent Burns, is taking up a lot.
Yeah.
You love him.
Evander Kane just signed the extension, and I think with a full year in that system with that team, that's a dangerous team next year.
I think it's a cool story. Guy walks away from a $100 million deal. He's like, I'm done. And now he waited just long enough, and at this age, that he's totally a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a cool story. Again, if he was 31, it'd be a lot different.
Right, but it's cool for whoever gets him. That's an interesting follow to see how he plays.
Yeah.
You're right. It might not be a match for the Golden Knights, who are probably looking, if they're going to spend that kind of money, they're looking for someone who's going to be around for 4 or 5 years.
Carlson or Tavares?
That's your wish list.
Yeah, I think that's theirs too.
Do you think the fans are there anymore in Detroit, Hockey Town?
I do think they're there.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought you had a note today about the the Octopus place.
Yeah.
Just closed down because Red Wings fans have just bailed on the team.
No, I think it's the exact opposite. The fans are not buying Octopus because they're not in the playoffs.
Oh, they're not going far enough, so the volume of octopi is not strong enough.
Right.
To keep the seafood joint.
They're not even making the playoffs. So the famous seafood place in Detroit where the fans buy the octopi to throw on the ice during the playoff games is going out of business. And I think it's because the team has not had success the last couple of years, so nobody's buying octopus. They just have a backlog of all these octopus in the backs that they're storing and wasting all their money on it. It's kind of sad, actually.
Royal Oak? It's kind of a highfalutin area, no?
Now it is, yeah. I mean, when I was born there, not so much. It was very, very mean streets of Royal Oak at that time.
Stop.
Very rejuvenated neighborhood.
There's never mean streets.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Mean
streets. In our part of the neighborhood? Look out. It's great now, though.
Why is she laughing so hard? You might be right. I don't know.
Just the mean streets.
The mean streets.
I'm not a Michigan expert.
Doesn't Royal Oak sound like a tough place?
Text. Is Bernie's texting us right now.
Doesn't it sound like
a tough
place?
I just know Pat from Royal Oak, who was a caller back like 20 years ago. Yes, I remember callers back then.
It was a tough neighborhood then. Now it's very fancy and very hipster. I was just back there last year.
So how about the hipsters buy some octopus?
They should, to keep this place open. I don't think it's really because I made that my own part of the story. I think, you know, a lot of fish markets are going out of business for some reason. It's happening. People don't eat fish anymore.
All right. Our intern's doing a great job. He keeps piquing my interest with topics. So we're going to hit today's intern topic here in less than 5.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. so when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
See what can happen at Chapman?
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
See what can happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen.
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers, retain rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call minicpap.com now. 1-800-897-7108. Again, that's 1-800-897-7108. 1-800-897-7108.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
It's a weekend of nothing but Elvis when the world's best tribute artists compete in Elvis Rocks Mesquite, June 21st through the 23rd. Relive the memories as they battle for the title of Elvis Rocks 2018 champion. Get tickets now at visitmesquite.com.
If your vehicle needs any services, you need to go to Busy Boots Automotive. At the corner of West Flamingo and South Durango, Busy Boots provides many services for free. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. And talk about convenience, no appointment needed. Stop in anytime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive at West Flamingo and South Durango and online at busyboots.com. That's busyboots.com.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
12 days, 30 teams, and 450 of some of the best players in the world. It's the NBA Summer League coming back to Vegas, July 6th through 16th to the Thomas & Mack Center. This year will be bigger and better than ever with all 30 NBA teams coming to town playing a total of 82 games. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com for your chance to win tickets and NBA Summer League merchandise. Winner will be drawn July 9th, so log on to lvsportsnetwork.com and register today.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
John Thompson, the former head coach at Georgetown University, once said this about me. You want to know how Stephen A. feels? Just ask him.
Damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder. Always, always ask.
Not going to let it go, huh, Chrissy? All right. All right. Stephen A., we're trying to heal. Trying to heal. Went on with Snoop. Said that he likes rumpage. And he went on for 7.5 minutes yesterday on his national show. Said he's sorry, affected many lives, and he doesn't want to do that. But he did say,
always, always ask.
Actually, not that.
I'm a bottom feeder.
All right. He said that if you're going to ask him questions, he's always going to be honest. So there you go.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Let's get back to the scoops, Stephen A.
Scoop from the bottom.
Did you read the story on ESPN.com? How Draymond Green sacrificed and helped build the Golden State Warriors. It's a very good story. You do remember Dr. Dre, doctor of kinesiology, did pass on bigger money, made the sacrifice to bring in Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Now, how do you read this? Green said that money... He gave up like $2.5-3 million a year at the time. That money is not changing my neighborhood. It's probably $6 million, you know, over the course of the contract after taxes and fees. It's not changing my neighborhood, but championships can. This is Draymond Green. Championships can change my life. Uh-oh. Well, that's not good. I don't like that.
Why? Oh, it's not good for those that want the dynasty to fall apart?
To break it up. Now, here's the thing. The majority of you fans who complain about free agency and jumping for the highest dollar, you can't have it both ways. If Draymond Green sacrifices to keep the super team together, you're the ones who bitch about the fact that guys leave teams. Draymond doesn't want to leave. Championships over money. He should be applauded.
It's true.
Right?
But you know that's not how people see it.
Yep.
And they'll also say, well, we're talking about, you know, Kevin Durant already left. So that was the guy that left.
Draymond Green could very easily, after next year, he can jump from like $16 million a year to $24 million a year. He can get a 3-year extension for $72 million. I don't think he's going to pass on it again. But if he did, way to make the ultimate sacrifice.
What if the cap goes up and then he really doesn't have to sacrifice anything?
But you love the cap going up.
It is. Always goes up. There's some big jumps scheduled.
Yeah, but I think within reason, he's still going to lose money.
Oh, he'll still lose money for sure. But I don't think it's going to be as much as you're thinking it is. And they're going to find ways to restructure all of them. And
you think they're all staying?
They'll all take... I mean, each guy takes $1 million less or $2 million less. It's like a whole new player you can add.
Dutch 2. Is that what we're going with for the intern?
No, we'll get something.
Okay. Like Uga 3, Uga 4?
Yeah. The Georgia mascot that keeps dying. I don't know if we want our interns to keep dying.
Yeah, no. That's sad.
Oh, yeah. I spaced on that one. I mean, yeah, we don't want that to happen.
Think about that one.
Yeah.
I get it.
He was asking what all these rings actually do for Draymond Green.
Well, eventually...
Like, is it more important to be ranked top 10 at your position at the end of your career or have 5, 6, 7 titles?
I mean,
Like, do you think Bob Lurie cares that he was never...
No, the titles are pretty valuable.
He's not walking away as the a top 10 swing forward.
The titles are pretty valuable, like on the lecture circuit. Your speaking fee goes way up after your career.
I think being a winner is the biggest thing when you walk away from the NBA.
Yeah.
Rather than Draymond was the number 8 power forward of all time. Now, I went cheesy in my answer and I said, well, I mean, he'd also be the guy we look back on if he has 5 or 6 rings that changed the NBA in terms of positions where, you know, people are so down with having the 5, the 4, you know, having a 6'9" guy at the 4 and a 7-footer at center. Like, he's part of the reason that small ball is going to get crazy now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's the kind of player that has the flexibility to allow you to play different lineups.
Yeah.
And to allow a team to go small and have a bunch of shooters with him.
Myles Garrett hates super teams.
He does.
Like the Warriors.
Well, you got to understand, he went winless. So, I mean, there's like something to be said about maybe jealousy. Yeah. Or
they always win, I never win.
Yeah. He said the Warriors broke the league.
A lot of people agree with him.
I know they do.
I don't, but a lot of people agree with him.
But I really do think, I mean, again, he was winless. He's the most moribund franchise ever. Like, it's understandable maybe that he doesn't like super teams.
I don't think a guy who's in his second year in the NFL should be doing this. I mean, everyone's entitled to an opinion. But I mean, he says Durant took the easy way out by joining the Warriors, who were 73-9. He said with KD, hey, you know what? Screw that. No, I want athletes to talk. So, good. If he's a sports fan, that's awesome. He defended LeBron by saying LeBron going to the Heat wasn't the same as Durant because the Heat had to gel.
What?
They needed some time.
Now that's where he gets off. Because I'm sure he started to think when he was giving this quote, because this does happen, by the way,
right,
for those of us that speak, you know, quite a bit on the air and people hear
what I did saying. It the other day, and I'll have to look up whatever year, but the other day you were busting me on the Yankees about just buying a bunch of people, and I'm like, they never did that. Really, what they never did, because they did, they had years where they doled out like $300 million in contracts. What they never did was set the market with like the highest price guy.
Right. But
so that's about the only thing that, you know, the Yankees can hold on to. Like, we showed, you know, some restraint, but they didn't.
Especially when you're like, you're in a long answer.
Yep.
Like halfway through, you might think like, oh
crap,
LeBron. I know, like I'm not agreeing with what I'm saying, or even more.
Like, you already know a follow-up question's coming.
Right, but even more often you're like, oh, wait, like, I'm saying something right now, and I play in the same city as LeBron, and Cleveland wants to keep him, and I'm saying something bad about super teams. Oh, no. And, like, so you start to panic, and then I think he was like, LeBron's different because they had to gel.
So he also said, okay, with KD, just stick him in and he scores. You already knew what they had. They were 73-9 before, and you put the second. This is the defensive end for the Browns. Myles Garrett, you already knew what they had. They were 73-9 before. You put the second best player in the world on an already all-time great team. And, of course, you're going to have success. Pretty easy success. Anyone can have an off night, and they can still find a way to win. There are a lot of fans who agree with him.
I know there is. It's not like this shocking, over-the-top opinion.
If I were him, I would never have made a move like that in the first place. Myles, when your 4, probably 5 years are up, I'm not saying you're going to join some NFL super
Patriots
team. He's going to a winner.
Right, of course.
Unless the Browns have turned the corner by then.
The Browns will be winners by then.
I know. Your Browns are going to be good.
Yeah.
He said, me, I'm too competitive to try and ride on somebody's coattail to get a W.
Stop it. You're about to ride.
You don't have one!
Yeah, you're about to ride.
What do you know?
About to ride Tyrod's coattail to a win this
year. Wow. That's funny. That's good, though. Shows the NBA's popularity. Got dudes on the Browns who are like, it's too easy. Gotta take the hard path like me.
So stupid. And also, NFL just, I mean, I know the Patriots are a super team, but you can't have super teams in that sense. You can't have, like, the best player at every position in the NFL. It's not going to happen. Like, he might go join the Patriots, and then people will bring this quote up. But you just, it's not the same.
So what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard? Let's talk super teams here. He's going to sit down with Popovich soon. How's that going to work out?
Probably not well.
I think it is going to work out well.
Okay.
But, because I think Pop worked it out with Aldridge, who was kind of being a baby after his first season. I think Pop will be able to soothe the ego. Plus, they can get more money than anyone else, so that's a big help. Story came out yesterday. The Celtics tried to trade for Kawhi Leonard, and San Antonio turned him down.
When?
February.
Interesting.
We didn't have any details on the players who were offered, but they tried. But here's the other factor. If you're Kawhi, and money might be the final decision, just money and respect, it doesn't look like Popovich is going to coach in the NBA past the Olympics in 2020. So I'm going to sign what? Some mega 5 or 6 year deal, and then you're gone?
You're handing it over to Becky Hammon?
Probably not.
I mean, I think it's certainly something that's going to have to come up in the meeting, of course. If I do commit here, how long am I going to be here? And by the way, is that a bad thing? I don't think their relationship is great right now. Would Kawhi say, like, yeah, I want to be here. I just don't want to be here with you so I can gut it out for another, you know, 2 years.
I haven't seen any odds on this. Would you say, if you were setting the number, Kawhi stays with the Spurs minus something? Or is there enough of a possibility? We have a Lakers scenario we're going to hit in the Big Five.
I know. Minus 130. Very narrow.
Really?
Yeah, very narrow favorite.
All right, what's trending is on the way. We got dance party on the streets of New York. Conor McGregor popped up, and we got New York area stories with has anyone followed the Len Dykstra saga with the Uber driver? Oh, you're going to love this one.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
We're coming to your house to rejuvenate your air conditioner.
Rejuvenation!
We're going to clean and adjust your air conditioner and bring it back to factory specs.
Systems that aren't rejuvenated after not being used all winter are the ones most likely to break down.
Rejuvenations reduce breakdowns and make air conditioners last longer.
A lot longer.
Thank you for calling Gettle. This is Kim. That's right, just $129. We're on the way.
Rejuvenation.
And we're going to clean the coils the right way, not the easy way.
You're going to be excited when you see how much difference it makes when the coils have been cleaned correctly.
And we're going to make 6 critical adjustments.
Your air conditioner is going to love you.
Rejuvenation.
Just $129.
No one knows air conditioners like Gettle.
No one.
G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
Contractor license number 007-9414.
Call right now, okay?
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
Well, New York, New Jersey yesterday had some stuff going down on the streets. A little bit weird. One, I know he's become sort of a laughingstock, but you don't hate Travolta, do you?
I mean, he's creepy.
Creepy because what? The OJ series? Creepy because of the...
I mean, he was very creepy in the OJ
massages
series.
And that stuff?
Yeah. There's some disturbing stories out there.
I love him.
You would.
I darn it.
Do you know what we're even talking about with the massages?
I don't understand how you went from the OJ thing to massages.
Well, it's just all of John Travolta's career. It's his highlights. Playing Kardashian.
Playing Danny Zuko.
He didn't play Kardashian.
Who was he? Shapiro.
And he also was executive producer of that.
He was. Who played Kardashian? I can't even remember now.
Oh, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, Friends guy.
Oh, God, that was so bad. It was hilarious.
Oh.
Everything just blends together with Travolta at this point. He's not whatever you saw him as in your youth as a big star.
In your youth.
Yeah, he's not that guy.
Sort of is my youth.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm the one on Twitter who made a reference to talking about Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah, it was very confusing.
You know what that is, right?
Taxi?
Wasn't it a Welcome Back, Cotter?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Travolta actually shows up in Brooklyn. He's in front of a famous pizza joint. And they're doing a celebration.
Was it Original Rays?
No, it was...
Seinfeld.
I forget the name of the place now. Original Rays?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all over the place.
I know, but he's stuck in front of a pizza place. And he needs a ride. Kramer is, and he says, is it Rays? I don't know. Is it Original Rays? I don't know. Famous Original Rays? He couldn't figure it out.
Here's Travolta on the street as they're doing a celebration for Saturday Night Fever. There's people
yelling
at him.
I love you since Welcome Back, Cotter. I love you.
A little news coverage of some lady yelling back to the 70s.
Why is there anyone that is still fascinated by John Travolta doing anything?
He's a big star.
No, he's not. Not now.
He's a big star. He was a big star. Just because he's gotten a little creepy as he's gotten older, he's still a big star.
No, he's just a creepy old man. I don't think there's any star quality to him at all. Just throw your phone.
Just reacting to our internet in the building.
It's wonderful.
It's the same time every day. Conor McGregor, what do we know about what happened today? So he showed up, brief appearance, and now he's got to make another appearance, right?
Yeah, very brief appearance in court. Basically, they just informed the court that they are in plea negotiations. They kind of updated the status of the case. With his bus attack incident from a couple of months ago. He was there today. He'll have to be back next month. He's facing a total of 12 charges, two misdemeanor assaults, one felony criminal mischief, and did briefly speak outside the court, which he did not do last time. Basically just the standard, you know, feel bad, trying to make it right.
You believe him?
No. Not at all.
What's going to happen? Slap on the wrist, fine?
Yeah. There'll be a fine, maybe probation, 6 months, something like that.
So we've been very matter-of-fact about this. After all the outrage, after day one of attacking the bus.
Yeah.
And we're like, nothing's going to happen. He wasn't charged with anything serious. What does he have? One? You said one felony?
Felony, yeah.
So that'll get dropped?
Probably.
That'll get reduced, pled down. He'll pay. New York's not going to do anything to him, and UFC's certainly not going to do anything to him because the boss has paid $4 billion for the company, and he has to fight.
The only real question, because I think, you know, talking to people around, you know, I was at the court the first time, and talking to some of the people around there, they were saying, yeah, in this kind of case, there probably wouldn't be jail time, especially when you have a good lawyer. And the only question from the outset, really, and we talked about this before, was, you know, status of being able to come to America. Like, he has to work here. So it can't affect his, you know, his status to come into the country at all. And he already had an immigration attorney working on it from day one. Like, that was, you know, they were in the court with him already working on that stuff. So that was the only real concern, that any kind of probation that he gets or whatever would not affect whether he can come to America. And by the way, he lives in America part of the time, too. So would not affect whether he can come here for living and fighting.
So this is all weird, because before this thing went down in New York where Conor McGregor showed up in court, Dana White seemed to be pitching that something crazy was going to happen, and he had no idea.
Well, I just don't know enough about it. I know he's going to court, and that's all I know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what Conor has planned. I don't know what Conor and his team have worked on. Whatever happens tomorrow, I will be as shocked as you. He and I are meeting on the 18th of this month.
Okay. I mean, I guess that plays well on TMZ.
Yeah.
So, gonna be shocked.
The 18th of this month is like 4 days. So I don't know if Conor will come straight from New York to here. I don't know, because their meeting was supposed to be here. So I don't know how they're going to work that out.
What's the meeting about? Who is he fighting?
I mean, I assume it would be about fighting Nurmagomedov at some point later this year. I don't think that's the fight Conor wants. We'll find out. I mean, it would be great if that's what happens. But at the same time, Dana's words yesterday, and kind of talking to him before too, would lead me to believe that he thought whatever happened in court was going to be resolved today. That they were going to enter a plea, something's going to be done, and they're going to move on. And maybe they didn't come to an agreement, and they thought they were going to, and they're just going to need more time to pursue that. But like, I thought they weren't going to meet till everything was handled and done and taken care of, so that they would know, you know, what they're working with as far as when he can fight. And if nothing's resolved yet, and Conor has to be in court again in a month, nothing's resolved. So they can't really set a fight date or try to negotiate anything like that going forward, because they don't know what's going to happen. But I assume maybe they're far enough in the negotiations at least to sit down and say, all right, this should be resolved by August, September, whenever. And then they can fight in October, November, or maybe even December.
How many owners, like small owners, do they have?
I think it's up in the hundreds now. But there was,
really?
When it was first announced, I think it was there was like a list of 60.
So Mark Wahlberg is one of the owners.
Yeah.
He has a little piece through WME and IMG. Last year, TMZ caught up with Wahlberg, and they were like, hey, the guy's asking for ownership. You know, what do you think of that? Give him a piece?
McGregor wants part ownership. How do you feel about that?
Cut the check, baby.
Cut the check for McGregor?
Well, he's got to cut the check. Everybody cut the check. You want a piece? You got to.
Would you welcome him in?
Absolutely. You know what? And as a matter of fact, I'll give him a piece of mind, because you know what? He is the face of the UFC right now. You know, in business, you know, you gotta cut the check.
That's generous of you to give him a piece of yours.
Okay, but he's got to pay for it.
Generous. He's
right.
Selling it.
Yeah, he's selling it. And Conor last year was like, I'm sitting out until I'm given ownership of the company. So all this stuff goes down with the Brooklyn Attack court appearance. And in the last couple of days, TMZ caught up with Wahlberg again, and he's changed his tune a little bit on Conor ownership.
Are you still willing to give him your piece?
No.
You said that a while ago. No?
No.
After this, you're not?
Well, no, not because of that. I need my piece, man. Come on, he's got a big TV deal with ESPN and everything else.
Yeah.
Come on, man, we're making it happen.
Do you still believe in him and his future?
No, I think he's a super talent. He's a huge star.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know.
Think he'll get it together and get back on track?
Well, I hope so, you know. Thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt.
There you go. My favorite part is TMZ and rival paparazzi. And there's another person there who's like, what's the best burger at your place? Bro, get out of here. I don't know if there's one of the Wahlbergers right there. He didn't answer. He said, like, they're all great. That's what you're going to get. Come on. We're having a real conversation here. Get out of here. What's the favorite burger? Idiot.
It's always great to me because I have been a massive TMZ supporter and defender through the years.
You love TMZ.
I think it's great, and I think that they're very reliable in the vast majority of cases. But I like that they're the serious journalists in this case. And
yeah.
There's like a secondary
trying
one.
Trying to get a story, like, man.
What kind of burger? Who's your favorite Kardashian?
Do you ever watch TMZ with celebrities and then grade your existence?
In what way?
I don't know. I got sad just looking at, well, the car that Mark Wahlberg got into was, I don't know what it was. It was some kind of Bentley. It was amazing looking.
Well, I'll say,
I was like, Jesus, this guy paying cash for like a $300,000 car?
At least
he's
in this
so
case.
So rich.
At least in this case, I would, because I could not care less about cars. I am obsessed with like electronics in cars. Like,
well, I'll tell you, it looked pretty loaded.
Well, I would take a, you know, whatever, just the worst car ever.
As long as the Bentley has my Camry control system.
No, if you give me like an old Duster with like, you know, DVD screens,
right,
and like the latest sound system, I'm happy.
No, you wouldn't be happy.
Yes, I would.
No, you
yes.
Ever driven an old Duster?
We had. I mean, I drove when I was five around the church parking lot.
Right.
We had one.
You're not man enough to drive.
We also
an old,
had a Colt.
I'm telling you, you're not man enough to drive an old Duster.
We had a Colt.
Wow, fighting words.
Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
The chances are, the old Duster, first of all, you weren't driving it. I don't know that you could turn the car.
Like a tank.
Yeah, I'm guessing it didn't have power steering.
I'd be over that.
You'd have no shot.
I also think if I update
And plus, it's too much car for you. I don't want to do Starsky and Hutch here. It's too much car for you.
I'm fine with it. Whatever. Give
don't,
me a,
don't cry. It's too much car
give
for
me
you.
An old, whatever.
It's
you
too
go.
Much power.
I don't, I don't, I guess the point is, whatever car, I don't care at all about the car. I just care about the electronics inside of it.
But you can't even run the electronics.
What are you talking? Oh, I can't find the one button. You're right. But
have you still not found it?
What button?
I haven't, but I did get.
Will you just take it to the dealer?
I bought a new controller for the garage door opener.
So that was the solution.
Yeah.
So tell the story.
So I lost my garage door opener, so I couldn't get in my garage. Now, what I am told is most cars, especially new cars, have like three buttons on the inside of them that you can control them to open your garage door.
Sync it up.
And every single, I watched, and Steve knows this, I watched 100 tutorial videos about doing it. It seems like the easiest process of all time.
You can't find the button.
None of them said where the button is.
You can't find it.
So I know how to program it if I can find the button. I don't know where the button is.
Okay. You're going to drive a duster.
I'll drive whatever.
You can't, if a common convenience item, you can't find it in your car.
It's clear, first of all, you couldn't either.
My eyesight's not good. It was dark out.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you, okay, you know. No, I did look.
I don't know what's going on with that car.
Every single one that we looked at, like every tutorial, every manual, everything just says, oh, it's right here. It's right above the, right where the lights are.
If you didn't get the freaking, whatever it is, the DE model with the roll up windows, with the crank windows, then you might have it.
The crank windows?
I'm kidding. You have
the, the top.
I know you do. I know.
Package that they have. With the moonroof, and I think the moonroof is the problem, because I think where the buttons for that are is where
there's no way your car with a moonroof doesn't include the sync for the sync up button.
It's somewhere
for the garage door.
No, it's clearly somewhere.
Just take it to the dealer.
I bought a new garage door, but I don't need it anymore.
Well, you might need it in the future.
Yeah, when I take the car in for service, I'll find out where the buttons are.
Which is going to happen when? Never.
Soon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a flawless record on that.
Also going down. Stories out of the New York area. This is in New Jersey. I think it was Lyndon. Remember when Len Dykstra claimed he was kidnapped by an Uber driver?
Yeah. Nobody believed
him. I watched the video. Video was out a couple days ago. Body camera footage. He's either crazy or he was high. We tried to pull the audio. It's Abbott and Costello. Him with the police.
Right.
It's like for 5 minutes or like... The driver says you have a firearm. It's in that bag. No, I don't have a firearm, but you can check the bag. Okay, sir. We have your permission to check the bag. What bag? I don't have a firearm. The bag, you just said I could check. You can't check my bag. And it just went like on. Like, I can't even replicate it. It just went on for 5 minutes. Yeah. Like, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's nuts.
Who's on first?
Yeah, he's totally nuts. So he has some weird press conference in a freaking sidewalk somewhere. You're going to hear from his lawyer. You got to hear this doozy. Here is a very sane Len Dykstra who claims that someone kidnapped him.
I mean, they don't call me Nails because I'm like, you know, soft. I mean, look, I was literally in fear of my life. And I called 911 and I was screaming that this man is crazy. He's kidnapped me. He's kidnapped me. I said, what are you doing? What, you're going to kill me. What are you doing? And again, you're talking to a guy that has literally planted the flag on Mount Kilimanjaro and slept in the depths of Death Valley. But did I ever imagine I'd be kidnapped by an Uber driver?
Planted a flag, Kilimanjaro, and survived the depths of Death Valley.
First of all, nobody's calling you Nails anymore.
They don't call me Nails because I'm soft.
You're a 50-something, multiple-time felon, slurring your words.
You're just an ex-con old man. Nobody's calling you Nails.
The Nails era is done.
Yeah.
Here's more Len Dykstra on this crime committed.
I mean, all I asked him to do is go to the right destination. And he went crazy. And again, I literally thought this guy was going to kill me, okay? And then he locked me in the car. I said, what are you doing? Let me out. Get me out of here.
You know where he drove him to? Right to the police station.
Good. Actually,
the kid.
No.
So that's the whole point of the driver's like, wait, I kidnapped him and drove him to a police station.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, although the only mistake that he made, go to the institution. There's no police that are going to help this man. Just find an institution and take him and drop him off there.
Straight jacket?
Yes.
He's got a fine lawyer. Here's Vinny Bumbatz.
This driver drove to the police station and made up allegations about a gun
in an effort to save himself. The driver of this Uber had multiple DMV warrants and major infractions.
Uber?
What happened in the middle there?
Driver of this Uber.
What language is that? Come on.
I don't know.
I have we all have a little bit of an accent.
It's Jersey.
Driver of this Uber.
Driver Zuba?
It actually sounds more Boston.
Driver of this Uber.
It sounds like former Mayor Menino of Boston.
Mumbles Menino, sure.
Boffison.
Uber.
Driver this Uber.
Driver this Uber.
So stupid. How would you spell that phrase? I have no idea.
Driver this Uber.
I don't even know how to start. Uber. U-B-A-H.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Uber. So awful. How would you hire this person as your lawyer unless you're insane?
He's got nothing left.
I guess. Well, he's got his bag with a gun. He's got his nickname, Nails.
Here's a follow-up from Esquire Boombots.
We're talking about DMV warrant status. That's not an easy thing to get. On top of that, we've been able to ascertain that there's a very good possibility that there's an extensive criminal background in this driver.
Okay.
Driver.
With the driver.
Driver this Uber.
Driver this Uber.
The great part about this video is as Dykstra drops the Kilimanjaro Death Valley line, that guy's laughing at him.
Okay.
The Uber. He's laughing.
By the way, when he found that extensive criminal history, it was probably his client, Lenny Dykstra. It was a very extensive... Nails has a very extensive criminal history.
Have we had enough of Dykstra for today?
Driver
for this year?
Is Uber.
Driver is Uber. On the way back, we'll get you updated on what's going on in the rest of New Jersey as they were taking sports bets today in a couple of locations. The governor made the first official bets.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
We're coming to your house to rejuvenate your air conditioner.
Rejuvenation!
We're going to clean and adjust your air conditioner and bring it back to factory specs.
Systems that aren't rejuvenated after not being used all winter are the ones most likely to break down.
Rejuvenations reduce breakdowns and make air conditioners last longer.
A lot longer.
Thank you for calling Gettle. This is Kim. That's right, just $129. We're on the way.
Rejuvenation.
And we're going to clean the coils the right way, not the easy way.
You're going to be excited when you see how much difference it makes when the coils have been cleaned correctly.
And we're going to make 6 critical adjustments.
Your air conditioner is going to love you.
Rejuvenation.
Just $129.
No one knows air conditioners like Gettle.
No one.
G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
Contractor license number 007-9414.
Call right now, okay?
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Hortsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Hortsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Bentley Chevrolet is your home for
Woo!
Right now. You can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees.
Woo!
Bentley Chevrolet, home of the
Woo!
Located on 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones, or visit us anytime at finleychevy.com. Find new roads
on approved credit 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
The epic Father's Day U.S. Open sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
It's Father's Day time again, and so is the same old dilemma of what to buy Dad that he will really appreciate. Well, this year, why not get him a new bicycle from McGee's? The American Heart Association rates cycling as the best exercise you could do because it's not only great cardio, but also easy on the back and knees. Road bikes, mountain bikes, fitness bikes, electric bikes, and just cruising around the neighborhood bikes. McGee's has all our men's bicycles on sale up to 20% off. Save $500 on Cannondale Electric Assist mountain bikes. Visit McGee's Ski Bike and Board in Summerlin and Henderson for great sale prices on Father's Day gifts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
Hey, it's on board. The revolution has begun. Sports betting now in Delaware and
New Jersey. Monmouth Park, taking the first bets.
How would you get there if you were in New Jersey?
How would I get there? Do you need to know, really? Does anyone here care?
Well, you'd take an Uber.
Oh, my God.
Uber.
Stop calling for drops!
Driver, this Uber.
She either has him or she doesn't. She either picks up on it or not. Stop. That's a fine. When are we doing our fine system, by the way? Because he's going to be heavily fined.
Oh, like this for our coin jar?
Yes.
I think that needs to start immediately.
Okay.
We're going to start it. We'll start
now.
Starting now.
Now. Okay.
All
Keep
right.
track of it. Monmouth Park and the Borgata. Atlantic City, the Borgata, and the racetrack, Monmouth Park. The governor made the first two bets.
I mean, you bet the Eagles.
Again with the Eagles. Did we see the ticket? Is it all was it 9-2? It's +850, +900, 10-1 here, Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Delaware offered 9-2. I'm guessing it's the same. This is a William Hill book officially at Monmouth Park.
Yeah.
William Hill's kind of assisting the folks at the Delaware Lottery, as it's put.
Actually, you're right. I was thinking he actually bet the Devils because he's a New Jersey guy.
Yeah. Devils to win the Stanley Cup and Germany to win the World Cup.
Right.
Good for him.
I mean, again, betting favorites.
So what?
If you're going to make a ceremonial bet, you go long shot. It's a ceremonial bet. It's not an actual bet.
This could turn into a screaming debate. What's there to debate? These are your rules?
Yes. Because Dr. J also made the first bet in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
The governor got to make the first bet at the racetrack. Dr. J went to Atlantic City. He bet $5 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing?
I hate Dr. J.
Do you really?
No. I love him, but why is he making the first bet? He's not Jersey. Because he played for the Nets?
Sure.
Played for the New York Nets. He's Philly. But that right there, as you know, New Jersey.
Atlantic City is Philly.
Yeah, it's a state of Philadelphia. Yeah. It's a state of, like, East Philadelphia.
Right.
So annoying. Get a Jersey person. There's not.
He's better than any Jersey person you could find. Who would you want?
I mean, if he was allowed to get away from his team. Mike Trout?
No. Not have a current Major League Baseball player make the first bet.
Can we find a South... Well, the problem is it'll get all stupid if a current player does it.
Who do you want making the first bet? Snooki?
That would be awesome.
Okay. I like
that. They're nowhere near Atlantic City.
That's better than Dr. J?
Yeah.
J-Wow?
I love Dr. J, but there's nothing Dr. J and New Jersey have in common.
Isn't Tammy Sweetheart kind of South Jersey?
No, she's really close to Monmouth Park.
Okay.
Wow. That's good knowledge. How'd you know that offhand?
I don't know.
She looked it up.
I swear to you.
You just throw out some random city Hazlitt?
No.
Is that what she said?
Yes,
what'd she say? Ice lip. What'd she say?
She knew nothing of the John Travolta allegations, but she's all over the hometown of Sammy's Sweetheart.
That was
you.
I just retained
it. A half an hour ago, Chrissy asked us if Sisolak won. But she knows Hazlitt is the hometown of Sammy's Sweetheart on Jersey Shore. I mean, how?
The more you know.
Join the conversation on Twitter @Cofield & Co.